Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, that music. Oh, Eric, wow.
It's filling my soul.
Wow, that music is so loud. Oh, my goodness.
The one thing that I have to say is it is too loud.
Is it? It's a little too loud right now. What is up, everybody? Welcome to a Monday edition of the DMVR Nuggets podcast.
I hate when that's not here.
I know. Well, you love when he's not here.
Just
love
when he's not here. For just this one.
But you have to do the loud noises. We're presented, as always, by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Use promo code DNVR whenever you sign up and gamble along with us on all of the fun sports we have. Don't forget, also, a little quick programming note. Don't forget, August 5th, that's next Friday, golf tournament right here at City Park. Who doesn't want to go to the golf tournament with us? Golf right here by the DNVR bar.
I turned in my best round ever 2 days ago at City Park.
You played City Park 2 days ago.
I did.
Turned in your best round ever.
I only played 9 holes. It was raining. I did walk. I glommed onto a group of 3. They did not want me there. Didn't matter.
Didn't matter at all.
All the same, I used their apathy. Their
Were they really good?
I was better.
Suckers. That's why they didn't want you there. So intimidated. On today's show, Eric and I, a.k.a. D-Line, are going to talk about a new Jokic. We'll get to that in a second. Draymond Green. The new media, Eric, you guys know I'm a fan of Draymond Green. The new media is running into a little bit of turbulence.
It's funny that the new media are the current players.
The new media is the current players. We're going to talk about that. We're going to do some other little odds and ends. And then in segments 2 and 3, we're going to have some fun. It's the deep off season, guys. Oh, the deep off season. We're going to do some superlatives. Okay. Best dunk of the season. Oh, weirdest stat line of the season.
Okay.
Most technical fouls of the season. We got a bunch of these little ones.
To whom could that go?
Well, you never know. You never know. There's a couple contenders. It should be a lot of fun. And any other superlatives you have, maybe Kelly, you can keep an eye on superlatives in the chat there. But first, our top story tonight, Eric. New Jokic just dropped.
Let's go! Boop, boop, boop,
boom. Dude. Kale, do you have that ready to go? The new Jokic? I don't know if you guys have seen this on
surely,
the interwebs.
Surely it's in Denver, Colorado, right?
Absolutely not. It's definitely not.
Okay.
It is in, I actually don't know where. Oh man, they're going to get so mad at me. All right, hold on. I'm going to get it.
No, you're not.
Zahachar.
Zahachar,
Serbia. It's in Zahachar, Serbia. Famous. It's a classic Zahachar. Classic. Take a look, Kel. Look at this beautiful design here. New Jokic. Eric, you are an art master. What sticks out to you here?
So can we zoom in on the face? The face to me,
it's a bird,
being
birdness
honest,
to it.
A little troubling.
Would you say there's a birdness to it? Does it kind of have a falcon
there is
stare to it?
A little bit of an ape. A little, but you know what? Like, I looked at this and I was like, this is so weird. And then I thought, like, all right, let me think about this a little bit. Why does this look so familiar to me? This looks like a Roman painting. This looks like
something I love it.
From like a Gothic era Roman painting. Will you bring up the way that the Europeans and specifically the Romans.
That's not it. That's
showed Constantine.
Is that what you wanted? Was the sculpture?
Yeah. Look, the sculpture. Look at the eyelids. Yeah. It's the same style. Like
Jokic is a Greek god. I agree.
Sort of a Roman god. This is Constantine. He was a conquering emperor. Jokic, much the same.
Very much the same.
Jokic somehow has a better haircut than this guy. But all the same, like, it's a super weird style, but it harkens back. It's a classic style.
Speaking of weird haircuts, man, I was at a family reunion over the weekend. One of my younger cousins, you know, like, he's 22 or something, you know, stylish guy. He's got the Dumb and Dumber haircut.
Oh, no.
On purpose.
On purpose.
And I'm telling you, like, he's a guy that, you know, is up to date. And I'm just, like, I saw him and I'm just like, it's wild that this is cool now.
Well, here's the thing. It's not cool.
Well, you are not deep in what 22-year-old Hispanics are doing culturally right now, Eric. So you take that back. I do love this. I love murals, man. Even when they're bad, I like them. I feel like there is room for all types of murals, good and bad.
There's a concept in art called outsider art. And this is outsider art. Totally. It's just somebody that does it because they love it. Folk art, that's another word for it. It's just done, you know, this person has no technical skill, obviously.
Man,
but
you're really being hard on them here.
Well, I mean, come on. It's not a great representation of the man. But it doesn't matter. It's all about just the having something up, somebody wanting to give their time, their love, their effort, their money to honor our beloved God, Nikola Jokic. Not one of these goddamn things exists in Denver. We're obviously going to have to do this ourselves.
We are going to have to do it. We just need to find a brick wall. What was that? Did somebody knock on the brick?
No, this is a brick wall. I mean,
You want to paint it inside?
We can find a brick wall. They're available to us.
All right, can you paint a mural, do you think?
I could design
Honest question. Could you draw Jokic on a 20-foot Jokic?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can pull that off.
I mean, I would have to, like, do some projection. I'd have to, like, make a grid and then
I don't need to know how it's made. I'm just saying you could pull this off.
Yes.
So if I get the paint and a wall,
I can ask others to do it. Yes.
You're not gonna do it. I want to see. It would be a whole fun thing. Like, we'll make a whole video. Eric tries to draw Jokic. If it's worse than this, we'll never let you live it down. You know who the real winner is, though, of this mural in particular? Western Union. I always love to see what details made it. The Western Union patch made it.
My favorite thing when people just absolutely rip off our shirt designs and then start selling from them for themselves is when they leave the DMVR logo in there. I'm like, you don't even know what that is, man. Like, didn't have the decency.
It's because those things are bots. They're just like, they're just automated bots. I do love this.
Autobots.
I do love this post, this mural. It's cool. I can't tell exactly
what does it
where
say?
It is.
Serbians in the chat.
Oh, you don't know what it, you know what it says? It says, anyone want to play basketball? Because you remember
the famous
Facebook, or the Facebook post where they got zero likes, zero comments, which is amazing. So keep dreaming there. I love it, man. I'm with you. We need a Jokic mural. I don't know if you keep up with Draymond Green and his podcast. I have to admit.
You do know. I don't.
Well, I know that you don't. I'm a big Draymond Green fan. I've talked about that's come up a lot. No interest in listening to him now that the games are over. Like, it's kind of funny. I listen. Bomani's my guy. He's like one of my favorite. He had this take with Draymond where he was like, look, man, some of the criticisms he has for the media, 100% fair. Some of them not so much. But the number one thing, because Bomani is a big, like, he has a deep appreciation for Colin Cowherd, Nick Wright, the type of people we don't, Stephen A. Smith, you know, maybe that we don't appreciate to the degree he does, because he understands it's really hard to come up with things to talk about every day. I know this firsthand. I planned the show. It stresses me out. It's like, oh my God, how are we going to do this? So I get it. And the guys that are able to not only come up with stuff, but be interesting about those stuff, even if it's just being controversial, there is something impressive about it. And his point was, Draymond breaking down games, content to talk about, no thought.
So great.
Does a great job of it. But he wants to do the show and wants to be considered a media member. What are you going to do in mid-July when there's nothing going on? Let's find out. Well, guess what? The new media and Draymond Green had a great topic idea that had never been discussed before. Do you want to know what it is?
I'd love to hear.
Who would win, the 96 Bulls or the 2017 Warriors?
Woo!
Very out of the box. All-timer. How do you rank the all-time teams? It's funny to me for a couple of reasons. One, like, he's tweeting through it, and he had a couple interesting things to say. You know, he's talking about it. But here's the thing. You know me. I'm so bored of greatest conversation, of comparing eras. I'm so bored of it. I think it's so lame. And it cracks me up that we are 2 weeks into the offseason, and Draymond Green's going to the well. He's going to the old player ranking, team ranking well.
This is what we were talking about the other day. The worst part of sports discourse is the unsolvable argument. that goes right. on in perpetuity. It's heavily laden with bias. You can pick whatever angle you want to approach it with. And like, this is especially things. It's like, who's the GOAT? Who's the
right.
Nick Wright has a ranking out where he has Michael Jordan rated the third best player in the last 50 years. It's like,
guess what? You saw it. It's the only point is that, oh my God, it's so crazy that we're talking about it.
I did the thing where I was like, I would nope.
But here's what I'm getting at, Eric, is that Draymond did the whole thing about right, like, you guys don't know how to talk about sports interesting. You don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And we're 2 weeks in and he's like, all right, hold on. What was that play? We compare eras and we do the team. That's my whole point.
It's so true. Although he is right to say that when the offseason is over, like, knock that stuff off.
sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, you have to talk about when there's nothing, you do have to generate. But like, when the problem with the old media, as Draymond sees it, and where I agree with him, is that all we do is talk about LeBron James all season when his team is in fifth place.
Well, of course. And there's no shortage of that. I'm sure Draymond's going to be there in 2 weeks at this pace. Like, pretty sure he's going to be doing. Is he a choker? It's like, would you rather have.
Will Draymond Green cover the new Jokic mural? That's what I want to know.
I can't wait. He does a whole segment on it. I can't wait for it. So I just thought, it's just interesting to me. I root for Draymond. And I do think, to your point, I think he has a couple important things. But there is this thing in life where it's so much easier to point out the problem and so much more difficult / impossible to point out the solution. And like, Draymond did a good job of pointing out the problem, I think, with some of this, like, hey, Kendrick Perkins, are we sure he's not biased? He has like these weird ties. He's saying this and he's affecting people's career by the way he votes on awards. Like, he has some important, hey, I'm pointing out problems, talking about, hey, there's not enough people in media that actually know what they're talking about and they don't go deep the way I do on my podcast. They don't go deep into those topics. Points out a problem. The more you walk in the shoes, the more you realize, like, yo, this problem's actually harder and there's reasons for why it works out that way. And I just kind of enjoy that he is walking through. I hope that he's open-minded with himself enough that he's like, you know what? I learned something about media. Harder than it looks.
Yes. I mean, but again, I'm with him in that when there is actual basketball to be discussed, let's talk about the basketball.
Yeah, let's talk with
when him. There's not, like, it's kind of catch as catch can.
It might be best if he just doesn't do an offseason. He doesn't have to be an
offseason.
Don't
do an offseason.
Yeah.
Like, no one wakes up, they're like, I wonder what Draymond Green's thinking about
today.
Very true. It's more like, oh man, I wonder what Draymond's view of that last game was. That's interesting. Yeah, just Draymond, take some time off, man.
The Drew League has been at the center of the offseason basketball world this year. This week. I don't know if you saw last week. LeBron James went to the Drew League and played. And apparently is actually kind of cool. So the Drew League, I do like this stuff. We all remember the lockout 2011 when like Kevin Durant went to Rucker Park and LeBron went to the Drew League and like James Harden went to the Drew League. And it became this almost like we're so hunger starved for basketball that we were watching these games or whatever. And it was a really cool, almost organic thing. So I am in on this idea of like LeBron going to the Drew League. Here's one thing I love though. I don't know if you saw this. One of the guys playing against him was a guy apparently famous for talking shit about LeBron. And so LeBron literally going up against a hater and just like dunking on him. I thought, look, I'm not a LeBron guy. Everybody knows this. But I kind of enjoyed that moment.
That is pretty delicious. That you don't really, people really get their comeuppance like that more often. I mean, I certainly, if I went up against Yusuf Nurkic, it would be much the same story. Like, it would be much worse.
It'd be a tough look for you.
It'd be really tough. But mercifully, I'm not in a position where I'm also trying to compete at the highest level of basketball against the guy that I'm talking shit against.
Drew League and summer pro-ams in general are a very high-risk, high-reward proposition because you go there, if you're LeBron, you got to score 40. If you have, like, LeBron went and scored 26 and, like, missed a bunch of shots, like, nothing bad happens of it. Nobody really cares. Like, get a life, people. But it is kind of one of those, like, oh, man, whatever. You go to Bones Highland, he gets whatever he gets, 50 points. You're like, oh, this is dope. And we've seen some players go to the Drew League and be like, 16 points? Like, what's going on here, Kenneth Reed? I was
just
going
to say, like, it's actually kind of amazing to see just, like, which players actually do not shine at all in the – I mean, yes, Because it's like every other week, there's like somebody at a pro-am. Like it, Isaiah Thomas scored 98 points in the Seattle pro-am. Right. Or Nick Stauskas hit 15 threes and whatever. And then
defenses in these pro-ams, not usually like locked in teams.
Julius Randle was like 16 points.
Like, like, ooh,
basically
man.
Less than his Knicks.
So I thought it was funny. I don't know if you heard this. John Collins, also in the Drew League last week, fouled out.
That's incredible.
Isn't that incredible? Like, they don't even call fouls. Like, you know, this is kind of a thing. He fouled out of the Drew League.
That's amazing.
That's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean, I guess everybody has the potential for a Zeke Nnaji in Summer League experience in a non-structured basketball environment.
Yeah. That's funny, man.
Fouled out.
Very embarrassing moment. I wonder if we're going to see, like... We've seen MPJ in some of these pro-ams. Remember his, like, coming in his rookie year? He was, like, incredible.
We need something.
We got bones. I mean, we got bones.
No, we're not
going to
get stuff.
Oh, trust me. I mean, look, man.
I'm tired of MPJ being a theory, man. I want it to be, like...
MPJ's supreme theory at the moment. He's the most theoretical version of himself at the moment.
He's the most theoretical. But not only of himself, he's, like, a theoretical monster.
What do you mean?
We're just like, oh, this guy turned in the most efficient shooting season since Wilt Chamberlain.
Nobody even is talking about that anymore. I'm telling you.
I am, but...
I am too, but I'm saying...
But I want to be like, I saw him make a basket.
Yeah. Like, I'm telling you.
I saw him dribble a basketball.
I think about this often. If I were head of Nuggets PR/marketing, I would 1,000% be like, hey, Michael... Been a while since we've had a mixtape. Yeah, we need a little. What did I? We're gonna send a camera guy.
Yes,
we're gonna make it look natural.
Let's make something with some sauce, my guy.
Unless, of course, it's like he can't walk at the moment.
Well, see, that's the problem that when we're not seeing the mixtapes, the questions start to arise.
That's so
true. I would like to put all fear to bed. I'd like to get hyped. I'd like to just see that sweet, sweet jump stroke or that jump shot. I mean, is that too much to ask?
Apparently it is. Hopefully we see something soon.
We need something.
He's obviously would be fun. I don't think he'll be in a pro-am though this year. Bones, we might see Bones in another pro-am. That would be great.
As Brian says, he's currently Schrodinger's MPJ.
Schrodinger's MPJ. That's so true.
Is it better to never open the box and just have a superstar in there?
I think it is.
Open the box and being like, oh, the superstar's dead.
Jeez, man.
That's the Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah, you'd have to put that punctuation on the
end of it. Listen, I'm a purist when it comes to
the metaphors here. Is there anybody else you'd like to see? Like Aaron Gordon.
Pro-am?
Yeah, he'll get a couple good dunks.
I mean, I want Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr.
He's not going to do it either.
I know, but you're asking me what would I want.
You're right. Like Christian Brown, Peyton Watson. We're not getting any Bruce Brown, Zeke Nnaji. Jeff Green. I'll bet Jeff Green's like a great... I'll bet Jeff Green might be the third best Pro-am player on the Nuggets.
It's possible. You know who would wreck some goddamn shop at a Pro-am would be Will Barton.
Yeah, for sure he would.
Will Barton would score an ungodly number of points. I mean, Bones Highland, the number one. We should rank. Number one, Bones Highland, right?
Number two, man, honestly, might be Michael Porter.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, Michael Porter just gets buckets in a pro. He might be number one, to be honest. Do you remember his rookie season? Or maybe it was in between his red shirt and his regular one. He played in a pro-am and had like 70 points. It was another one of these where he just dominated, and you're like, wow, this guy's really good.
Would Jokic be good in that environment?
Nope.
Right? No one would give him the ball?
Nope.
No one would rotate.
He would throw a couple cool passes. You know, he'd have a couple.
Oh, he would have like he would be like Harlem Globetrotters level of passes.
16 points, 20 assists, 10 turnovers.
16 points on 8 shots.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, it would be 8 shots. Karl Anthony Towns shared a letter with the city of. I guess the state of Minnesota. I don't know. The city of the Twins? Twin Cities?
The Twin Cities is Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Thank you. Yeah.
That exists in the state of Minnesota.
I'm just saying, what would you say here? He shared a letter with... it wasn't Minneapolis because it's Twin City.
Say Wolves Nation.
With Wolves Nation. He did. And you got a chance to kind of peruse a little bit. You know, he signed a Supermax. And he kind of wrote a thing basically just thanking Minnesota for supporting him and
thanks for the money.
Thanks for the whole, but it was honestly to me, it's interesting.
Adam is oddly
conflicted about Towns.
Well, not even Towns. He's just like oddly, like emotionally compelled by this move.
I really am.
He doesn't feel comfortable.
Because Karl Anthony Towns, well publicized, one of my least favorite players in the NBA. I don't like him. I generally root for big men, and especially I root for growth. Like I love the NBA. I love sports in general because you want to see like players. if they have flaws, they're almost more compelling than players without flaws, because you're like, I want to see how they address them. How do you confront this? How do you overcome it? And that's the story.
Yeah, and also being able to project which players will be able to improve.
Sure. And Towns is a guy I bet my bets are against. I gotta say, I'm kind of impressed with this little move of taking out an ad and just saying, like, here's why I'm impressed by it, Eric. We talk about this a lot. That connection between athlete and fan, it's just it's the weirdest era for this. There's such a schism.
So true.
And he's almost acknowledging, yes, I'm getting $240 million.
It's tight.
And I owe some of that to you. This is kind of what he's saying. It's sure. Like, I don't, you know, thank you guys for being with me in these ups and downs. My best is ahead of me. I'm committed to you. I'm locked in because I'm committed to you. And I just, to me, it's just a gesture. He probably was prodded to do this maybe by a PR person. Doesn't matter. Whatever the motivation. To me, it shows a bit of an understanding of that holy bond. Ecosystem. That holy ecosystem.
You're not wrong. Also, going to be incredible when he has a terrible season. Going to be something we can look back on and just laugh.
Wow, you were sweet for like, did you guys see that?
The last.
Oh,
the
he was last, such a sweetheart.
For the last word seconds. It is, he says, I'm locked in.
Look, he's still corny, man. Like, I know, a lot of parts of it, though.
Do you remember there was the tweet from the official Timberwolves account that was like, the Wolves are going to be bad this year.
And it was
like,
SpongeBob text.
Well, in the sarcasm.
The Wolves are not going to be good this year.
Carl and the Towns going like, meh. Anyway, they were terrible that year. So
dude, they were like 3-1.
So
yeah. That was like if ever there was a time to be
which
like
more foolhardy victory lap was taken. Minnesota Timberwolves at that point with the Wolves or anyone that was pro Colorado Rockies after the first month of the season. Well, they were like two games over 500. Everyone's like, I thought you said they're going to be bad.
Yikes. Every year. I still think it's the Timberwolves, though, because the Timberwolves have been bad so long, that tweet.
I mean, listen, you're
I'm locked in is not we're going to win.
No, but I hope he's like locked out. You know what I mean? I mean, it sounds like a terrible year. Like,
I do know what you mean.
Okay, you're able to follow. But you're right. I mean, he totally gets it. It's just my thing is like, I don't care because it's not for us.
Another thing you don't care about. Kevin, over the weekend, it was rumored or reported that Kevin Durant had been in trade talks with Boston Celtics.
I saw that.
Centered around Jaylen Brown and other things. My first thought, and Vogt's going to hate me for saying this. My first thought was, I hope so. Boston's already a threat to Denver, but they're such a distant threat. It's the finals. Like, whoever Denver faces, should they make it to the finals, it's going to be tough. Might as well be whatever. Might as well be this version of them. It's the East. It doesn't get Phoenix better. It doesn't get the Warriors better. Like, to me, I'm kind of like, I look at that and I go, I hope that works out. Now, today, Brian Windhorst reported that report is actually old. There were talks, but they are not fresh. Nonetheless, when I saw that, I was a little, it made me feel positive.
I don't want any trade to happen.
You want him to be stuck
I want in Kevin Brooklyn? Durant to sit in his dirty diaper that he created by getting all of these players to move to goddamn Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He like just bending the league and he's like, actually this sucks. I'm out of here. And you're like, man, screw you. We went through all this garbage with you already. Like, you got to eat your goddamn vegetables. You brought this together. Make it work. Like, figure out how to make it work with Kyrie. Figure out how to fill in the piece of, like, have a little bit of a spine here. Like, stop jumping around every time there's like the slightest bit of resistance to you. Yeah. Like, it's such a weak move. I hate it for such a great, incredible, generational player. I just hate his heart. I really do. Like, it makes me crazy. Like, you know what
he's
I mean?
He's a bit of a two-faced. He's a bit of
totally
an enigma.
Two-faced.
No, he's a bit of a paradox to me, or an enigma, because like, there are parts of KD I really, really like, and there are parts that really annoy me with him as well. So this whole thing of like, I hope he sits in his dirty.
I'm telling you.
Part of me does hope. Like, I don't want it to work out for him.
That's what I mean.
Like, the Golden State route works out for him. Boston does it, though?
Yes.
Hold on. Here's the thing, man. Boston on paper was not the second best team in the league last year. They just weren't. Those pieces fit. They were young. They had this chemistry. Are you sure Kevin Durant? Like, the talent would be good. Tatum, KD.
Malcolm Brogdon.
Huh?
They got Brogdon.
Sure, they've got those pieces.
Their issue last year is they didn't have a point guard. They already, without adding Kevin Durant, are better than they were last year.
I'm just saying, I don't think that Boston with him and the pieces they would have to lose to get him are not like the Warriors, if the Warriors were able to get him. They're just a really good team. That'd be a really tough out, but I'm like, you know what? We'll see what happens.
That's always the issue with these, like, trading for disgruntled superstar options, is that, like, more often than not, you have to gut your team to a point where even adding the superstars actually takes you down a notch. I mean, if you think about replacing Jaylen Brown's production with KD, I mean, that's a huge upgrade.
Right.
I heard also they were talking about Marcus Smart, so he's gone. But Malcolm Brogdon is not near the defender he is, but he's not terrible. Like,
I'm just saying it's a team that was built and, like, all the pieces fit and they came together. And now you're throwing in a guy who hasn't really fit in the last couple places. It's kind of disgruntled. He's very talented, but your roster is less complete. And the chemistry is maybe at least a little volatile. Like, are we sure KD and Tatum is like a mini KD? Are we sure KD and KD is the best combo? Like, maybe not.
Definitely
not.
Well, no, but also, I don't know, man. Like, I would have to see, but to me, this actually would push them over the top. Like, I think. Yeah. I hope that doesn't happen. Like, just go to Brooklyn. Just make it work in Brooklyn. We did this last year.
He doesn't want to be there.
God, it's so annoying.
It is a little bit annoying. The last one, really quickly, there have been some rumors about, you know, the Lakers obviously being connected to Kyrie Irving. And I wondered, would you be more concerned about the Lakers if they were to add Kyrie, lose Westbrook and whatever else, if they lost Kyrie, or if they get Kyrie, or if they got Buddy Hield and Miles Turner?
I would be more concerned with – I'm not concerned with them.
Even in under any circumstance?
I don't think – I don't trust the health of their guys. I just don't. Like, it's just – you're not going to get a full season of LeBron. You're not going to get a full season of AD. You're just not going to.
And we're
going to
get a full season of Murray and MPJ, though.
Hell yeah, we are. Those guys are younger. Like, the you know what I mean? Like,
I don't want to spend too much time. Right. I just wanted to give that quick little
– I think – I mean, the better –
to me, it's Turner and Hield.
Yeah, because
they need pieces.
They do need pieces. Kyrie is, like, incredible. I mean, and the idea of Kyrie and LeBron back together is, like, kind of scary in a way. But
with AD, though, like, does ABD become the third wheel? That's weird. Ivaka TV, guys, have you not been able to watch the Nuggets lately or the Avalanche? I don't know if you saw, they won a Stanley Cup.
I wanted to watch the Rapids.
Yeah, the Rapids you wanted to watch.
You
didn't want to watch this weekend. Absolutely, you did not want to watch this weekend. Face, yeah, that was a tough one. Well, now you got Ivaka TV. You guys know about Ivaka. EVOCA TV. Their service includes Altitude Sports, AT&T SportsNet, and other national channels, and it's constantly growing. They're adding new things all the time, like the DNVR challenge. Some of you probably watching this right now on Ivaka TV. The service is now available in Denver and Colorado Springs. Most importantly, they've got Altitude for this upcoming season. I don't think that dispute with Comcast is going anywhere, guys, so make the move now. Get on board with one of our biggest sponsors, Ivaka TV, and watch the Rapids and Mammoth as well. Baseball is underway. Of course, you got AT&T SportsNet, so you get the Rockies games right now. Ivaka.tv, EVOCA.tv/DNVR. Of course, /DNVR. Use promo code DNVR, and you guess what? You get $10 off for 3 months. They're only $15 per month for the first 3 months, plus the receiver. There's no contracts, no hidden fees. They're the homie company, guys.
Let's go.
Next, I want to tell you about Athletic Greens.
Do you?
Well, maybe I just want to ask you about Athletic Greens.
Athletic
Greens. Have you ever
Greens.
Tried Athletic Greens?
Athletic Greens I take every morning. I actually, this is the product I feel most strongly about that I've ever endorsed. Like, it's awesome. Like, I really feel better. Like, I joke all the time about my nails, but, like.
Would you say you have more energy?
Look at me.
Would you say you have an optimized immune system?
I'm optimistic in many ways.
Eric is so annoying about his immune system. I can't wait for you to get deathly ill.
I know. Here's the thing. It's not going to happen.
Is it because Athletic Greens?
Athletic Greens certainly doesn't help hurt in that regard. But it's honestly, like, it's a great way to start the day. Like, if you're on a vitamin regimen, it's, like, weird to swallow a bunch of pills.
That's true. It is weird.
Feels like what an old person would do.
Yeah, it does.
What a young person does is they get one scoop of Athletic Greens. You add into 8 ounces of cold water. Shake it up. It mix it in really easily. Slam it down. It tastes like healthy and tangy, and I like it, man. I'm in.
75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole foods sourced from superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. All of that, you want to check it out. So Athletic Greens. You want to go to athleticgreens.com/nuggets.
Whoa.
We want to beat Broncos. We want to beat all those other people, guys. If you want to try this out, you want to support the DNVR Nuggets.
I have largely held for the longest time that basketball is the most athletic sport.
Oh, man. Sure. And we have
the most athletic followers, the most athletic people. So athletic true. Greens, dude. Come on, let's go.
Athleticgreens.com/nuggets. All right, here we go. Back here. It's time to get some superlatives.
Oh, boy.
Are you feeling like you have some hot takes?
School's out for summer, baby. Let's go.
Off-season's always a good time to sort of preview some of these crazy things. Now, here's a fun one. When I first put this question together, I thought this is going to be the easiest question we get, the easiest superlative. Best dunk, not most dunks, best dunk of the season. Who's going to have it? The more I thought about it, there's actually 5, 6, 7 candidates for who will have the best dunk of this season.
So we're not talking about last season. What we're
coming up.
These are predictive.
Predicting who's going to have the best
dunk. Predictive superlatives.
Correct.
Okay, so the obvious answer is Aaron Gordon.
Is it?
Well, I think that that's where everybody starts. That's my point.
Kale, is that the first person you think of if I said best dunk? Was it the first one to come to your mind?
Aaron Gordon, yeah.
Okay.
You don't think so?
It was the first one.
He had the best one last year, that reverse dunk that he got off of an alley-oop.
Better than Jeff Green's poster?
Yes.
All right.
Let's see, I don't even remember Jeff Green's poster.
All right, well, so Aaron Gordon, the fast break thing does, because I do think he's going to get some fast break dunks.
I'm with you.
I think Jamal Murray might get the most fast break dunks, but possible. I don't know if he'll get the, if Aaron Gordon gets 10 fast break dunks, one of them is going to be like a 10 out of 10. He just is.
Oh, I'm telling you, we say this every time. Like, at a certain point, he's just going to jump over a Kia. I mean, great. Somebody's going to wheel their Kia out into the middle of the playing field and he's going to jump over.
Christian Brown is a really good poster dunker. He dunks on people. You're right. I don't know if he's going to play enough
minutes.
Not going
to play enough. And he's kind of like just like a two-handed dunker.
But he dunks on people. Like, he has some mean. If you go and look at his college dunks reel, it's like they're mean dunks. And here's the thing. He's a rookie. There's just, you get a little boost when you're a rookie if you get a, like, if let's just put a theoretical out here. Christian Brown posterizes your boy Malcolm Brogdon. That's so great. It's going to feel a little bit better because it's going to be like,
we're going to be rookie holding just got each you? Other back. No one's going to be talking. We're going to be like, oh, there's nothing, dude, nothing better than the like sudden jolt of energy you get from like a disrespectful play in basketball like that.
So disrespectful. All right, handicap these for me. DraftKings unofficial odds.
Okay. Aaron Gordon is
best odds.
Minus.
He's a minus?
Minus 125.
Dude, this is crazy. Don't you know how you do the field? So he's more than 50% likely to be the best dunk? Yes. Okay.
Yes, most definitely. With especially now that he's going to be hanging out in the corners less. He'll probably play the dunker spot more often. Yes, Aaron Gordon minus 125.
I would have put it personally like plus 200.
Okay,
that's good. Because I just feel like, you know,
we'll see. Okay, number two at plus 200.
Okay.
Is Jamal Murray.
Wow, this just feels like a hot take.
Jamal Murray.
Wow.
Jamal Murray dunks with,
man. First of all, talk about the lowest standard. He just needs a little like tiger dunk. We're going to be like, oh.
Jeff Green is 36 now. We talked about it all so last washed. Year that he was 35 every time he had a great dunk. So he's got to be plus 250, Jeff Green.
He is a ferocious dunker, man. He's just so good at it.
But not always.
He knows how to go at people. He knows how to dunk through traffic.
But he does not play with anger.
But he dunks with anger. Sometimes. He doesn't play with anger, but he does dunk with anger.
Sometimes.
It
just takes one, though. That's the thing. It only takes the one. I believe in my heart that is the order. And then after that, like, oh, I don't know. Is MPJ in there? Maybe. I mean, he had that one super disrespectful dunk over Montrezl Harrell. Does he still have that?
I think he's a sneaky great dunker to win healthy.
Does he have that still?
He's the best. Whatever value put on it is the best odds because he does dunk on. He's so tall and he jumps so much higher than everyone.
Plus 300.
That's where I'm putting my money. According to your odds, I'm putting it on Michael Porter. Who else is in the running here?
Christian Brown.
Is he next? Is he above Bones Highland? Bones Highland doesn't really dunk.
He doesn't dunk.
He doesn't dunk.
He doesn't have it like that, though. He doesn't. I mean, it's like dope when he dunks.
It is dope.
He's not like John Moran.
For sure.
I'll say that. Gosh.
Is that going to be Zeke Nagy?
Not going to be Zeke.
If it's Zeke, it'd be the craziest thing.
Right? That's
Davon Reed. He's kind of long, but I mean, it would be a shocker.
Really? I mean, I don't.
Oh, I have another one for you.
Who?
DeAndre Jordan. He's a good dunker, man. He's a good dunker. He might not play a lot, but he's a really good dunker.
I mean, he has some of the most on that Lob City Clippers squad. Like, those guys had some of the best dunks ever.
He also only shoots dunks.
He's so washed.
Let's see how many dunks he had
last year. He's so washed.
He's pretty well. I think he has a better chance than you think. I think he has a better chance of being this guy. I'm looking up to how many dunks real quick.
I mean, how many? We're talking about quality,
though. I know, but I just want to know how many he has.
You want to understand.
He had 24 dunks last year.
It doesn't feel like that many.
That's not very many dunks. That's he's like what Jokic board, had. No, he's on the board. Right. I'm telling you.
Dude, he's on the board for like plus 800.
All right. He's on the board, though.
And then Jokic.
There's always a chance he catches Biombo or somebody, you know, just like, oh.
Jokic at plus 2,000.
I feel like. You know what, though? If he,
possible.
I was going to say, who did he get? He got a couple, like a couple posters over the last couple seasons, and it's kind of big time. Like,
yeah, but they weren't even like, remotely close to the best dunk of the season.
They're not that cool. they're cool because they're Jokic's.
Comments are throwing out Bruce Brown.
Oh, I don't know what kind of dunker he is, though.
We don't either. Wow, we can't handicap this one.
Very big poster against the Celtics.
Ooh, I was not aware of that. Okay, I like
Bruce Brown on the
board. Unknown. I'm going to give him at plus 350.
I love it. He had 34 dunks, so yeah, it's not like he's exactly.
But he at least is young and athletic, and you can imagine him again. Dunking with anger. It takes anger to get the top dunk of the year.
My value on that board, I'm taking
MPJ.
I'm taking, what was that, the one that you gave
plus
so
low? Plus 300, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking MPJ and I'm taking Christian Brown.
Really? Dude, yeah. I'm going to go with Aaron Gordon because I love money. That's yeah.
You're just making the safe bet. Most technical fouls next season.
Still Boogie. Even though he's off, even though he's moved along. We'll it's sign him at some point and he'll get all of the technical fouls. It's going to be Jokic? Jokic at plus 150.
Is this a frustrating year for Jokic?
No, but there's Adam, there's a concept called Inat.
Are you familiar? I do know it. Yeah, he's got a lot of it. There are guys like Jeff Green, Zeke Nagy. They're just not going to get techs.
No, I feel like get techs.
Bones, Jokic.
No, Bones is like inviting every ref over for a cookout. Like he's everybody's buddy.
So it's going to be Jokic, but it's not going to be that many.
Yes.
I don't feel like Jokic gets as many texts as he
used to. Is it Michael Malone?
No, because we've learned he only gets one or two. I'm telling you, I think Jokic doesn't get as many texts as you might think.
I know, but who else is it?
Yeah,
we have like a team of nice guys.
Man, this exercise has made me nervous for the season. We needed somebody with techs on the team?
No. That actually does not help. This is like when there are hockey players that have been like, they look at their penalty minutes as something that excites because it means they fight a lot.
Right, right.
Not good. Not helpful good. To the team.
Not good, yeah.
No, that's actually just shows poor self-control, generally speaking.
It's probably Jokic, and it's probably not an interesting storyline. Most minutes in a game without scoring.
DeAndre Jordan.
This is the Austin Rivers Award. Like, Austin Rivers had a couple games last year where it was like 22 minutes, 0 points.
Okay. The two leading the pack are obviously DeAndre Jordan and Jeff Green.
DeAndre Jordan scores, though, man. He's just at the rim. Like, they're not impressive points.
Do they
they're
give
just
him
like,
the ball?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, so then it's Jeff Green. Jeff Green is leading the pack at plus 125. Who?
I don't. So Jeff Green is leading the pack. Okay,
you know Jeff Green takes entire weeks off.
He doesn't score, but I feel like he'd also. He's not a bad one. He's not a bad one. He's top three or four for sure.
Oh, he's top one, dude. That's the one. Oh, who else? Like MPJ, Aaron Gordon,
those guys.
Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray.
Not gonna be any of theirs or Bones. But then you get into Bruce Brown. Could he be out there, have an impact? Like, you have to think about guys that Malone would play.
Is it Zeke Nagy?
Could be Zeke Nagy.
Is it Zeke Nagy?
It could be Zeke Nagy, man. It could be Vlacko. Vlacko's filling in for somebody. You have to play 20 minutes, and he just doesn't score, but he's 12 rebounds, 4 assists.
I still think Jeff Green is at – he might actually be
my – You know who my actual pick is?
Who?
Christian Brown. Because you have to think about guys that Malone sticks with, even though they're not scoring. So, to me, it is more likely to be a defensive – not just primary guy, but maybe only guy.
Oh, is it Davon Reed?
No, because he's more of, I think he scores a little bit more.
Well, this is a dilly of a pick.
I think Christian Brown has a game this year where he plays 16, 17 minutes and does not score.
Oh, that's a lock. That's a lock.
Then that's probably, is anybody
but I think Jeff
that?
Green has plays 40 minutes and doesn't score.
There's no way he doesn't stumble
in. I think
in
Jeff
the,
Green, like, we forget that he was in a game for a long time.
This was Austin Rivers last year. I think he has like almost all of the top ones of these. And it was. And the funny thing is we never talked about it because it didn't matter.
He just came on for defensive purposes.
Yeah, and some nights he had a lot of games where it'd be like 26 minutes, 4 points.
You make a lot of good points. We're going to have to talk to the fine folks at DraftKings. We'll handicap this.
Highest single game point total. We've talked about this. Set the odds, though. I want to hear your Eric's DraftKings odds.
DraftKings odds. The leading scorer for a single game for the Nuggets this season. Nikola Jokic, minus 150.
Man, I'm taking it. Too good of odds. I'm smashing it.
Yeah.
I'm putting a lot on it. Those odds are foolish odds. The DraftKings is going to have to hike that way up.
Well, here's the thing is that Jamal is coming back. Jamal is hungry. And Jamal has want to when it comes to scoring.
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic doesn't want to. He simply has to. And so there is a chance.
I think that's the old Jokic. I'm telling you, we keep saying this narrative.
But the old Jokic has... The new Jokic has evolved in a time where there was no Murray.
Look, it's possible this is true, but I'm telling you, and part of what's informing my opinion here is when Jokic was asked, would you rather have the game-winning assist or game-winning shot? And he said, game-winning shot. And I'm telling you, there's something you read into that because Jokic would never have said that in 2016.
I love that. I agree, but I also know that there's a lot of shots leading up to the game-winning shot that he would rather not have.
Okay. All right. I think Jokic likes to score, and I think that the odds of him being the single-game high this year are probably like 6-7 to 1.
Woo! Minus 600?
I'm just saying, like, right now, you're looking at it thinking, like, we're not sure if MPJ or Murray are going to play enough. We don't know if they're going to be healthy enough.
Yeah.
So maybe we only have 40 healthy games of Murray versus 82 of Jokic. Mm. Like, come on.
Okay, listen. You're saving the company of Eric's betting emporium a lot of money here. Okay, fine. So minus 600 at Jokic.
Oh, man. All right. I can't take it.
And right. Well, so I think it's minus 500. Minus, all right, 500. Minus 500. So then Jamal Murray comes in as minus...
Wait, a minus? You can have two minuses?
150. Yeah, you can have more than one favorite.
Really?
Yeah, you can. Well, it's just like a heavy favorite and then a second. I mean, those two are the clear.
What else?
But we were saying the Porter quarter is always looming.
It's always the Porter quarter
is always in the wigs, ready to explode, ready to erupt. We just don't know what we're getting from this guy. Give us one mixtape, Mike. One.
If you get one mixtape, it'll be like
minus 4,000. Yeah. He is...
I remember back before his rookie season, he was shooting hoops in his backyard, and I like watched the 3-minute video of him.
Yes.
Just making it. I was like, oh, this
me
is great.
Me too. Everyone, I'm like, oh, good shot. Good
great shot. Beautiful. Oh, looks so good.
So sick. Just need one of those. It's going to throw this entire thing. But to me, it goes Jokic, then Jamal, then MPJ at plus 110.
That's where I'm putting my money there. I have to do it.
Then it is.
These odds are terrible, but
then
I have to do it.
Then it is Bones Highland.
Can't be. It would be so shocked.
Plus 300.
Okay.
And then it is...
Every other person has got to be so low here.
Yeah, then it's like everybody else is up in the thousands. It's like Bruce Brown.
Who would you even pet? Like, who would you sprinkle a crazy
Aaron
bet
Gordon
on?
Yeah, in a crazy no way. Way. There's no way. I mean, there's
it
no
would
way.
Be hilarious if Aaron Gordon has like a 49-point game or something.
So sick. It's so like, sick. What? And it's all dunks. All dope dunks.
Longest win streak of the year. Now, I believe the record is 8 in the Jokic era.
I like them to go for a – I think they beat that. I think they go for – I think they get double digits. 10.
Wow, 10-game winning streak.
10.
So you would set the line at 9.5 or 10.5?
9.5. 9.5.
Oh, boy, this is a perfect line.
I know.
I'm going to take the under.
Take the under.
I'm taking the under.
You,
I know. Bastard. I suck. I think they're going to tie it at 8. It's going to be so unsatisfying.
I'm slamming the over.
You're slamming the
dude,
over.
Dude, I honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they come out of the gate 10-0.
I love Eric's.
I'm serious.
I've long said you are the Andy Lou of Denver sports. Like Andy Lou is the big Warriors troll who ran KD out of town because he was such a big Steph stan. And it actually is a true story, by the way. He literally made Kevin Durant feel unwelcome, a singular person. But he's also hilarious and the most confident person. And guess what? His confidence has been rewarded. He also this year predicted the Warriors would start 9-1. Famously got laughed at. I can't remember by Steph Barstool. I don't know who she is from Barstool Girl.
Right. And then they did.
And then they did. He got the ultimate, like, everyone's laughing at me, but guess what? I nailed this. So you're predicting they start 10-0. I can't wait till we get the schedule. We get to go through the...
I just think they're going to come fired out of a cannon. I really do. Like, I just think that there's so much, like... between the guys, like, we're going to get the healthiest version of Jamal all year, the healthiest version of MPJ that we'll get all year to start. Jokic obviously coming back. And those two guys are like hungry. They like want to prove themselves. So they're going to be playing so much harder than the other squads to start the year.
I love this take. You have a lot. So 9.5. What's the chat saying there, Kale? Are they mostly over or under the 9.5?
Over.
Heavy over, everybody. I love it. Nobody's more optimistic than NBA fans in July.
We made one move. We're like, Bruce Brown.
Bruce Brown on an MLE? Dude, are you kidding me? We're going all the way. All right, longest losing streak.
What was it last year? Do we know?
Let me look it up while you're thinking.
Last year was probably like 4 or 5, I would guess. I'm going to say 3. 3 is the longest.
Man, that's a really short...
Yeah.
It looks like the longest was 6. There was a 6-game losing streak last year.
Oh, man, that was bad times.
That really was.
I don't think... I'll say 4.5 is the line.
It did come early in the season for the Nuggets. So 4.5.
4.5.
I'll go under. I don't think they have any long losing streaks this year. I don't think they have a 5-game losing streak. I'm feeling pretty confident.
I thought you were super negative.
If you would have said 3.5, I might have gone under. I think they have a 3-game losing streak at worst this year. That's part of what separates great teams from bad teams is they don't really like. What was the thing with Jordan from like 1992 to 1998? He never lost more than 2 games in a row. He never had a 3-game losing streak. And like that's, I think that when you're a great team, that's the difference maker. You might go through a really tough stretch of the season, but you lose 2 in a row, you lock in that third one is a playoff level intensity.
Yeah, that I mean, outside of things that are completely out of your control, like players not being available and things that like back to backs and scheduling things, like just teams that have championship aspirations have to show resolve at a certain point in the year. So I'm with you. Let's go.
Let's go. Guys, DraftKings Sportsbook. MMA fans, fighters face off during UFC 277. One of the best things to bet on. MMA, man.
You know, our favorite way to approach any fighting event is a little something we call the eye test boys. ETB.
Right.
The eye test boys roll into town.
It's the best gambling.
They have no background knowledge on either of the fighters. You simply look at them during the weigh-in, and then you...
Do they look confident? Do they look mean? Do they look focused?
Whatever you use...
Whatever
it is. The eye test. We're like, that guy looks like he's going to win. It works 25% of the time.
It's not great odds. It's glorious. So UFC 277, you can take down your own big win with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC. This Saturday, new customers can bet $5 on any fighter to win and get $100 in free bets, win or lose. Want even more action? You can use double your winnings on a same game parlay, combine multiple bets like which fighter will win, how long the fight will last, and more. Just place your UFC 277 same game parlay, and if it hits, you'll win double. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit, withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR, bet $5. On any fighter, and you get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's code DNVR, DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
I've got a new bet for DraftKings to consider. And the bet is the eye test boys. And everybody bets on who they think looks better. And the one that is the majority, those people win.
All right. That's how it goes then, huh? So it's really like...
You bet on who you think people will pick as the eye test champion.
I like that. I like that.
The results have nothing to do
with it. I do like eye test boys. It's fun. Colorado Golf Association. Our friends over at the Colorado Golf Association have an awesome raffle going on for all of you golf friends fans out there. Check out the Dream Golf Vacation Raffle. Prizes include stay and play packages at... Walia Blue Golf Course in Maui. I know that's a big one because I remember it from our game. Remember our game we used to play? Whistling Straits.
Okay.
Oh, Whistling Straits. Naples Golf Tour and Palm Beach Golf Tour, as well as a $5,000 gift card to Bandon Dunes. Anyone else? Anyone who enters before July 14th will also be eligible to win the early bird prize of a VIP experience. I guess that would already came out the window. All proceeds benefit CGA community programs, including youth on course and Solich Caddy and Leadership Academy. Youth on Course allows kids 18 and under to play courses around the state for $5 or less. That's really cool. And then Solich Academy is a flagship program of the CGA for kids to caddy and a two-year training program.
Yeah.
So check it out. Head to coloradogolf.org to get your tickets today.
I have to say, golf is something, is a sport you can play for your entire life. I wish that I'd played when I was younger. I'd be much better than I am now. But obviously, people who don't golf, it's generally a price barrier that they don't want to cross. $5 for a kid to play? That's awesome.
You know what the barrier is for me?
Talent.
Collared shirts.
Adam does not like being forced to be semi-fancy.
I don't like being forced to do anything. most made threes this year. We're back to superlatives. Okay. We're predicting superlatives.
Oh boy. It's going to be...
I know, it sounds easy, but it's actually hard.
There are two favorites in the clubhouse. There are two favorites in the clubhouse.
Heavy favorites.
There is a third dark horse.
Ooh, I like a dark horse.
There's a dark horse. There are two favorites, both with negative odds. Negative odds, negative 150, Jamal Murray.
That's crazy to me that there's negative odds there, but okay.
He's the heavy favorite. Jamal Murray, 150.
He has to play enough minutes.
Yes.
He has to play enough minutes.
And then MPJ coming in right behind him, minus 125, Michael Porter Jr. Those two are staring each other down, but Jamal, because he will more often than not have the ball in his hands, feels like the favorite.
This is tough because we don't know the health of the two main guys. Like the three-point shooting, they're definitely going to lead the team, or they should lead the team. You're right that there's that dark horse candidate. I'm going to go Michael Porter.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Michael Porter. He does more just straight three-point catch and shoot.
No one is more bullish on Michael Porter Jr. than you, Adam.
Just his three-point shooting.
Every part of him.
Oh, really? I really am.
You love the Porter Quarter.
I do love the Porter Quarter.
You think that, the number of things you're in on with Michael Porter Jr., it lifts and warms my heart because I believe wholeheartedly our entire season rests on Michael Porter Jr.
The health, though, I'm not like that bullish on. That's the thing I'm saying. So I can't be that bullish. I'm just bullish on the fact that I've watched this guy play for two seasons now at the NBA level, and one thing he does no matter what is make threes. Open, not open, pressure, not pressure, fast break, slow break. Doesn't matter. He makes threes. Murray also makes a lot of threes. He plays more minutes. He has the ball in his hands more. I just don't know if that's going to be true as much this year.
We'll see. Okay, so those two.
But here's the other thing. Both guys, 60 games maybe this year. Bones Highland.
Dark horse. The dark horse.
Is that where the value is?
Yeah, because he's in plus. He's plus 250.
Plus 250. Is that good enough value for me to take? Yes, it is. You know what I'm putting? That's where I'm putting my money. You got me. Another dark horse. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. If you talk about
that's true.
Who's going to play the most minutes, you know, assuming he's healthy, he's a guy that should be good for 75 games next year. Again, assuming he's healthy.
Oh, man.
So you're thinking a lot. I think he's going to have an opportunity to make a lot. He'll probably play one of him and Jokic, the only two guys, maybe Gordon as well, that are going to play 30-plus minutes right from the get-go. I think he might be where I would put my money as well.
He is coming in at plus 200. You're right. Because he plays with Jokic. So that's already the two advantages you have are either you have the ball in your hand or you play with Jokic.
Good point.
So Bones has the ball in his hands.
But doesn't play with Jokic as much.
Doesn't play with Jokic as much. I think KCP actually has higher odds than Bones.
Man.
Oh, man.
That's wild.
This is wild.
That's really wild. It's going to be dope if the Nuggets have like how many? I wonder how many players they had last year that made over 100 threes. Let me try to see. I can pull it up right here.
Let me guess. Will Barton, potentially. Monte Morris?
Yep.
Are there any others?
One more.
Last year? Shooting threes?
131.
Who?
Bones Highland.
Oh, baby.
He shoots 9 a game. Like, he takes a lot of threes.
Wow.
Isn't that what it was? Was it 9 a game? I can't really. Let me make sure I got this right. No, it's not what I named. He shoots, I guess it was 9 per 36. He shoots 5 a game. He shot 5 a game last
year. He's going to win
nine
this then. What am I thinking? He's going to win.
I agree.
Bones, baby.
I think next year, if you said guys to make over 100 threes, I think, because it was Will Barton led last year, then Bones, then Monte actually third. I think
you know
next
what I
year,
just thought about? Will Barton got traded before he got to get
no, he made it. No, he got it.
Was he the number
he's
one?
He's number one. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's
okay.
Number one.
Okay.
I think this next year you're going to have Jamal Murray, Michael Porter.
Yeah.
Bones Highland.
Yep.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Yes.
all make more than 100 threes. Then you're going to get down to, man, is Zeke Nagy going to get, he had 37 last
year. What is Zeke Nagy?
He had 37 last year and he played 700 minutes, a little bit under 700 minutes. A typical rotation player is going to play 1,000 to 1,200 minutes. Can he a little bit more than double? I think he'll be close.
What is Zeke Nagy?
For reference, Jokic last year, 97.
That's wild.
Can he get 100?
Yes.
So Jokic then?
He was so bad for huge stretches.
Aaron Gordon had 87 last year.
He's topped out.
You think he's topped out at threes?
Yeah. He shot way more threes than we ever want to see.
Hot take. He's going to make. He's going to be over 100.
Oh,
he's
going to go over 100. That take is so hot.
First of all, it's only 13.
Yeah, but he did that in 75 games. Now he's sharing the floor with KCP, Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray.
It's gonna be more open.
Yeah, but like he's gonna get it and then defer. He's not gonna shoot that.
I think he'll. I'm predicting he goes over. That's it. So what do I have? Six players. I mean, I'm just looking at the other guys who were in the mix last year. Like Austin Rivers had 879. It's not like he played a ton of minutes and wasn't like he was a great shooter. So
but he shot a lot of three. He was dedicated to the three.
Yeah, but does that mean like a Bruce Brown or a Davon Reed are going to get those opportunities and make them at the same rate that they'll be on the doorstep, you know?
This is tough. But no, Bones is going to shoot all of those.
He's going to take all of them?
He's going to shoot like 12 a game.
You want a wild one? Bryn Forbes played 35 games. How many threes do you think he made for the Nuggets last year?
Let's see. He played 35 games, and as I recall, that means he made zero.
He had 59. Now, he's a specialist. The Nuggets don't really have a specialist like that. I guess Zeke Nagy is kind of would be that guy, but he's not going to shoot as much. He's not going to touch as much. That was a fun one. That was an interesting one to dig on. Most games played. Whoo!
Jokic at minus 12,000. You know what? That's not true. Hold on. We have to take last rest year, into consideration.
Last year, Jokic played just 74 games.
Who played the most?
It was a three-way tie between Aaron Gordon, Monte Morris, and Jeff Green. Jeff Green playing 75 games. That's kind of wild.
Okay. The favorite to play the most games is Bruce Brown.
You think he'll be the guy that plays all
the games? I think he'll play every game. He just seems like a sturdy guy. And he's not a guy that they would... He's not like a guy that they would rest. You know what I mean? Okay. Like they're not going to give him like days off like they would give Jokic or Murray or Porter.
All right, give me the odds. I think you're right. He is...
Bruce Brown is at plus 100.
Okay. I think Aaron Gordon's right next to him.
It's possible.
He's durable.
Aaron Gordon plus 125.
Okay.
Then it is a precipitous fall. I can't even think of anybody else that I would put like as in that conversation.
Could be Jokic. I mean, just by virtue
They'll rest him.
I know, but how much? Like we always say this and you end up only resting a guy like six games.
I really think that they're going, well, the hope is that he doesn't have to do everything. He had to do everything the last several years. Like, hopefully it's like you can give Jokic a night off because you can let Murray and
what's Porter the chat cook. Say, Kel?
Noting that KCP played 77 games last year.
This is tough. This is tough. I still think it's Bruce Sturdy Brown.
I love Bruce Sturdy Brown. All right, Bruce Sturdy Brown. We got Aaron Gordon, KCP, and Jokic. Those are the four leaders.
I know we're going to look, and it's like Bruce Brown played like 11 games.
Oh, jeez,
like,
we cursed him. player most likely to make an impact on All-Star Weekend.
Make an impact on All-Star Weekend. Now, like, what does Jokic's that word mean?
Well, this is why I put it this way. Because Jokic, if I said like most likely to be an All-Star, Jokic's most likely... But I mean, like, okay, could Bones really shine in the rookie sophomore game? He shined this year as a rookie, but next year he's going to be one of the top dogs. Yeah. Could he participate in a three-point contest? Could Michael Porter? Yeah. Michael Porter gets to the All-Star Weekend. He's shooting 45% for three for the second time in his career. Why not invite him to All-Star Weekend? Okay. What if he goes
In the three-point competition?
That's what I'm saying. What would Michael Porter shoot? What would his odds be of winning a three-point competition? I think really freaking good.
Wow.
The guy's shot is pure.
Wow. I mean, it depends on the competition, obviously. Sure. You got to think, will Steph Curry participate this year?
Maybe. Probably. He should.
Will reigning champion Cat?
Yes, probably. Almost certainly.
Oh, my God.
So Jokic minus 300 because he's an actual all-star that we just know will be there.
Oh, my God. Who's most likely? Golly. There won't be anyone from the Nuggets in the dunk contest unless Aaron Gordon decides to finally take vengeance and go back for what is rightfully his. Finally go back to get that 50.
Agree.
I don't see it happening, though. I think he's too bitter, even though he... Because he chose his number as a protest.
Yeah, that's true. He's done.
Oh, man. It's got, yeah, Jokic, because he'll be in the game.
Bones, because he could do the skills competition. I don't think Michael Porter could do the skills. Dude, is
there any... I am so, so out on the skills competition.
It's really dumb.
It's the worst of all of the
events. Bones would win it if he did it, though.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's going to go Jokic. Then it's going to go MPJ for the three-point competition.
I could see Bones being in the three-point contest too, maybe, if he had a good enough year.
Maybe. It's so tough. There's so many variables. I'm going to go Jokic, MPJ, then Bones, then Jamal.
And then Murray, just because we don't think he's going to be an all-star and he probably won't participate in the activities. Funkiest single-game stat line. What player will have the weirdest single-game stat line?
It will be Jeff Green. Oh. Jeff Green will have 35 minutes played.
Oh, God.
0 points recorded.
We're bringing this back.
One rebound.
Okay.
Zero assists.
Yeah.
And that's all.
I could see that. Bruce Brown puts up some funky ones. Like Bruce Brown, I could totally see having a 6 point, 11 rebound, 8 assist game.
Oh,
where you're just like, what the hell is this? This is a good game. It looks like a great one. Christian Brown, just because he gets so many steals, like I could see Christian Brown having a near 5x5 game. It's not even an impressive one, but it's like 5 points, 5 rebounds, oh, 5 assists, sure. 4 steals, for 5 sure. blocks or something. You're what?
a triple fiver.
Yeah, a triple fiver almost. I think those guys are the leaders. Best quote of the season. Who do you think is going to give the best quote? I like this one.
Okay. Minus 200 odds with Michael Malone.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Actually,
no question there.
Okay, yeah.
Minus 100.
Okay.
Bones Highland.
Okay, interesting.
Plus 150. Oh, this is tough.
If we did this for every year, by the way, I think Michael Malone would have one, Jokic would have one, Jamal Murray would have one. Bubble Murray, his speech after the game, is number one. Like, there's a couple. Will Barton probably has one.
Will Barton would definitely be up there. It's got to then go Jokic at plus 150, because he always says.
He has some insightful little things every now and
always. Then we're going to go, best quote. Is best quote just mean we think it's funny?
It could be
even if they don't think it's funny.
It could be funny. It could be profound. But even if
we're laughing at it.
Sure.
Okay. Then it's going to be Michael Porter Jr.
I didn't know where you were going with that. No, I got you. Okay. All right. Yeah.
And then Jamal Murray.
Okay.
Right? And then maybe Aaron Gordon. Just like,
there's no way.
It's just like too laid back. There's no way. I don't know, man.
There's no way. I don't know who else it could be. I like those odds. I am taking probably Porter.
He'll say something.
You're right. And we're like, wow. All right. Last one we'll do here. Most likely fall guy.
KCP at minus 150. He has Laker in him. He's filling a position that has traditionally been a fall guy on the Nuggets.
Actually, can I tell you something? KCP might already have the quote. He's the leading candidate right
now. He is? What is it?
Remember when he said if it weren't for that AD shot, the Nuggets would have won the series?
That's already quote of the year.
That's already quote of the year. I'm just saying. Like,
you're right. Holy smoke.
He might be a great quote, and we just don't know it.
I can't believe it. Well, he's definitely going to be the fall guy. No question.
You think?
Him or Aaron Gordon? What do you think?
Michael Porter. Because he already is. We get so many comments from people.
You're right.
Like,
that's a lightning rod guy.
It's a lightning rod guy. I mean, he could be the everybody's favorite, win everybody over. But if they're playing poorly, I'm Michael Porter.
We paid him all that. Good thing we gave him a max. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, you're right. That's a great point.
Bones Highland, I think, has sneaky potential.
No. That's Teflon Bones, dude. No chance.
Michael Malone might be right behind Michael Porter.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if Nuggets are struggling, with Michael Malone, you can't give him good players?
Michael Malone. Is he? There are the casual media perspective on the Nuggets oftentimes includes Michael Malone.
Calvin Booth, maybe right behind that. Just like anything changes and it's not there, Calvin Booth's the guy.
That's advanced level Fall
it's
Guy.
Too far.
That's advanced level Fall
Comcast
Guy.
After that.
No, it's just like there's a guy. It's a guy on the court that when he misses a shot, you go, God damn it, Guy.
Zeke Nagy might
God
be that guy.
God damn it, Zeke. I mean, but Zeke, like, to me, it's like.
You're out there to shoot, not to.
Yeah, like, we're talking late season. I hope we don't have one because that means things are going all awesome. Though, even if things are going where there's always a Fall Guy.
DeAndre Jordan
is so high up. Although he's not going to have enough time to play. I'm saying it's got to be out of the starters and it's going to be KCP.
I think, or it could be Bones. Like, I think Bones is a big enough piece
that
it could be him.
Dude. Bones is too low. Too beloved.
What's the chat saying there? Most likely fall.
MPJ, Zeke, and AG.
AG, man. I just can't see it being AG. Like, if you're upset that AG isn't scoring more than 10 points, you're missing the plot, I think.
Well, AG has already been the Fall Guy once before.
When?
In the playoffs.
He was?
Yes. After we acquired him and we went up against Portland and it wasn't going well and then we lost against the Suns, AG was
really
lambasted.
I don't remember that.
Yes, he was.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. That does it for this week, guys. Those were our superlatives.
Oh, man.
I feel like we nailed it.
100% correct.
Brandon Vogt will be back with us tomorrow. So we'll be back on tomorrow remotely. And then later in the week, I believe we got Jeff Morton in studio. King of Thornton. Maybe even get Ryan Blackburn to go over some stuff. So full week of some fun stuff ahead for you guys. Hit that like button on the way out. We'll see
Let's go.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.